Hey, it's Vanessa. I know I don't need to tell you this, but the most important presidential election of our lifetime is mere weeks away. The two candidates represent starkly different realities for the U.S. going forward, and there are lots of down-ballot races that will make big differences as well. So please, do not sit this one out. Make sure you're registered to vote and know how you're going to do it. There's information to help you do this at VoteSaveAmerica.com. That's VoteSaveAmerica.com. Hub
and Spoke. Audio Collective.
You're listening to Nocturne. I'm Vanessa Lowe. About 9 years ago, solidly into my first year of making Nocturne, I decided to go on a solo walk at night and maybe make an episode out of it. Perhaps you've listened to that episode, Into Under Through, from July of 2015. I wasn't planning just a nighttime walk around my relatively safe neighborhood. What I was planning was a walk in a pretty remote wooded area, down a winding path, to a very secluded bay beach out near the Point Reyes National Seashore in Northern California. And while I intended to record the whole process of the walk, I had a destination. I wanted to get to this little beach and sit down in the dark and revel in the beauty or solitude or something. But I definitely wanted to get somewhere. It turns out that that episode wasn't really about going for a walk. It was about overcoming fear, which, spoiler alert, I didn't. Back in 2015, I had certain ideas about the night, and I was actually pretty new to it. And my walk that night could easily have been inspired by a literal interpretation of the Nelson Mandela quote, "I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it." Over 100 episodes later, my experience of night has deepened and grown, and I have a much more nuanced idea of what it means to triumph over fear. More about that later, but first, in honor of the approaching 10-year anniversary of Nocturne, I'm excited to revisit Into, Under, Through. I'm really, really proud of this episode. If you imagine that the original episode is like an acorn you pick up while walking in the woods, this revisiting might be like turning it over in your palm and examining it from a different angle. So if you're ready, let's go for a walk. Just passing through dusk right now. My plan is when it gets good and dark, and it's clearly nighttime, I'm going to make my way up to the woods, and I'm going to take a forest path down to a little secluded bay beach here in Inverness near the Point Reyes National Seashore. I have never hiked alone at night before. My worst fears are actually coming across ill-intentioned people. I was telling this to a friend earlier today, and she mentioned mountain lions. And I was like, fuck, I didn't even think about mountain lions. So I started thinking about mountain lions, and I did my due diligence. I called the Point Reyes park ranger, and I asked her. I told her what I was going to do, and I said, what are my chances of being attacked by a mountain lion? She seemed reasonably sure that that was not going to happen. But if it did, she gave me some advice, which is also on the website for Point Reyes National Park. Get big, get loud, throw rocks nearer the mountain lion. And if that doesn't work, start throwing the rocks at the mountain lion. So I'm sitting in this dark cabin. There's no electricity. There's no anything here. And I'm going to pretty soon walk to my car and drive down to this deserted dead end where a path begins. On a wooded, beautiful walk that I've taken many, many times during the day to a lovely, secluded beach on Tomales Bay. But tonight I'm going to do it by myself in the dark. And you'll be there with me, but not as much as I really need you to be. That's me a couple of months ago. If you've listened to early episodes of Nocturne, you might remember that I don't identify myself as a night owl. And I'm not naturally that comfortable at night. But I am curious about the hours of darkness, which is the reason I make this show. As I've been spending all this time thinking about the night, I've become more and more drawn to try to understand the heart of it, or what seems elemental about it. And it felt important to do that alone, because something about being with other people at night allows me to distract myself from having the entire experience of darkness, which includes fear, and also the excitement that comes with pushing through fear. And I was pretty scared.
And it's not just like the real things that could happen. Every horror movie that I've ever seen is basically kind of passing through my mind. All the messages about the dark and supernatural things and danger and all the Lifetime movies that I've seen. I'm not wearing high heels, so I'm not going to be one of those women running away from some crazed psycho killer in high heels. But all those images, all those crazy stories are just lurking in my brain. I also am kind of excited about taking this walk at night. I don't know what I'm going to hear. I don't know what I'm going to see. I don't know if there's a full moon or no moon, if I'm going to see stars or if there's going to be fog or what. They're beautiful things at night. But I have to like really force myself to think about those right now. Okay, I'm going to sign off for now. And next time you hear from me, I will be starting off on the trail at night through the woods.
The drive from the cabin to the trail took about 10 minutes on a windy two-lane road with the bay on one side and dense trees on the other. I drove through the tiny little main street of Inverness, California, through a smattering of beach houses to a dead-end parking lot with no overhead lights. Just the wooded trail, about 3 feet wide, sloping downward into the darkness. It was really, really dark.
Check. So I'm at the trailhead. I'm in my car. It's a beautiful night. There are stars in the sky. It's totally clear. My stomach is in knots. And I'm saying to myself, like, why am I doing this? There's a reason that there are all these stories about the night. There are all sorts of dangers that the night holds that are the reason why we go into our warm houses at night and close the door and lock the door. I've never gone into the woods by myself at night. There's probably a really good reason for that. I feel scared. And it makes me kind of sad that I feel scared. I want to be strong. I want to feel unafraid. Fear is a valuable thing. But in my mind, there's a balance. You want to honor and respect the darkness and the fear, but not be taken over by fear that might not be warranted or that diminishes your full experience of life, of the world. All right, enough chatter. I'm gonna get out of the car. I'm outside. I got my headlamp on. I have it set to dim, but I do have it on. I also have a stick in my hand, just in case. I borrowed my 9-year-old's stick. It's totally quiet. I can see my breath. My mouth is pasty. I'm anxious, but I'm also excited. And I'm walking. I head off on the trail. I can still see my car, but not for long. I'm walking at night in the woods.
When I listen to this recording now, I vacillate between two completely opposite reactions.
part of me wants to smirk and even tease this woman who's freaking out in the woods. From where I'm sitting right now, I'm thinking, what's so scary? And then the sounds remind me that I felt like I was walking into a dark liquid, and that the deeper into it I went, the more removed I felt from the familiar world around me. The farther I walked, the more alone and vulnerable I felt, and the more alien the place became. The feelings were confusing because mostly I wasn't scared of anything in particular.
Scanning around to see what might be around.
Although I did wonder if there was something to be scared of. Looking back, it seems less like an exercise in walking through the dark woods alone, and more about walking through fear.
Beautiful stars. It's totally quiet. There were no other cars in the parking lot, which I gotta say is a relief. I'm just like on this edge between total terror and awe. There's no moon. I feel like I'm either brave or fucking insane. I'm walking down this dirt path. There's oak trees all over the place and ferns. It's a windy path. It's not like a straight shot. It's gonna zigzag like 6 or 7 times. Yeah, it's beautiful, but it feels crazy. Everything in my body right now is telling me to turn around and go back to the car. And then I stop and I look up, and I'm turning my headlamp off, and I see the stars.
This moment is the standout moment for me. I was completely alone, vulnerable, brave, and defenseless in the middle of an isolated wooded path. No light, enveloped in darkness. This is what I came for. It was fleeting.
I hear the lapping of the water against the beach in the distance. And I'm waiting to hear something breathing. All right. I feel drawn on by hearing the water, because I know this walk. I've been on this walk many, many times. But it's utterly, completely different at night. I feel like a little girl, like I'm gonna cry. And then I'm gonna make it down there. I'm gonna make it to this destination I've set for myself. And then I have to get all the way back. Jeez. I have this total lump in my throat. My heart is beating really fast. I'm trying hard not to be too scared. Feels like I should be quiet here because there's nobody else here and it's nighttime, but like, why do I feel compelled to be quiet? There's nobody around. There's no one that'd come and help me if I needed help. And I don't know what kind of help I would need at night. I know this place, but I don't know it right now. It's beautiful. The sky is beautiful. I'm almost to the beach. Frogs. All right, I'm seeing the eyes of an animal in the distance. And I don't know what animal it is. And it's in the direction that I'm going. How do I know if this is a danger or just some wildlife? How do I know if I'll be okay? I depend so much on this sense of safety of daylight. I feel so vulnerable right now. All right. As much as I would love, love, love the experience of going down to the water, I'm feeling like I want to turn around and go back. The eyes are coming closer. I'm going back to the car. I don't know what this animal is. I'm going to have a goal maybe of doing this again sometime in the future. I don't know what I saw. And I feel proud of myself that I'm out here at night. And I also feel scared. I had hoped that what it was going to be like was that I was going to sit down on the beach for 10 minutes and talk about how beautiful it was with my headlamp off to look at the sky and see the stars as I'm sitting by the bay. That's how I wanted this episode to go. But I'm not going to do that this time. This time, I made it into the woods by myself at night. My heart is pounding. And if I think about it, I know I'm fine. I'm just psyching myself out. I'm letting all my biases and all my fears take over. I feel like I tried to penetrate into the night and I got a little ways in, but I couldn't go in as far as I wanted to. I had a place where I just had to go. That's my edge. That's a membrane that I'm not going to cross. And I feel like a scaredy cat right now. Being pretty hard on myself, I know. All right. Whoa. I'm almost at the parking lot. And I'm going to be really grateful for my little metal box of a car.
Something happened when I got to the swamp with the frogs, right before the beach, when I saw those eyes. When I turned around to head back to the car, it's like the act of turning around sent my body a message that I was in retreat. And I must be in retreat for some good reason, so start sweating and hyperventilating. My logical brain was there somewhere, but I couldn't locate it in the darkness.
I see the car. I wish I could have gone all the way. I'm 99% sure what I saw was the eye of a deer. That's most likely what would be down there. The little eye that I saw in the distance coming towards me. I'm a grown woman. I just walked like 10 minutes by myself into the dark woods. I had a destination. I didn't get there. I got somewhere, though. I pushed somewhere into my fear. I can feel it in my body. That was some powerful darkness. There's this real sense of having failed and of having, like, let myself down. My fear got in the way of my being able to sit on the beach by myself at night and look at the stars. But you know what? Maybe I don't need to sit on the beach at night by myself looking at the stars. Maybe I can go there with a friend or with my husband. I can feel the tingling in my chest, in my arms, in my stomach from that adrenaline that I felt. But I don't know how much of that reaction is to something real, primal, useful fear, and how much is just all the stories, all the judgment about the night, and all the unknown about the night.
I went back and forth like this for a while, trying to figure out, am I a tremendous wimp, or did I just do something reckless and foolish? That, in and of itself, was an interesting experience. Usually that's not a hard question to answer, so why was it in this case? When I got back to the cabin, I felt very alive. And instead of being freaked out by every noise I heard that night, all I had to do was think of how I felt halfway down the path to the beach, as though submerged in darkness. I slept really well that night.
I think on that walk back in 2015, I was just beginning to really explore the intersection of darkness and fear, and I might have been a little confused. I thought my goal was to power through my fear of the dark and achieve my beautiful moment on the beach. Maybe I was even trying to be kind of macho. In the years since, I've thought about doing that walk again, and a sign has gone up near the parking lot, right at the beginning of the trail down to the beach, alerting people that there are mountain lions in the area. There's a big drawing of one on the sign. Also, just this summer, a resident nearby posted audio of two mountain lions fighting in a tree in her backyard. There are also big, beautiful coyotes in the area. And while I don't actually think a mountain lion or coyote is going to attack me, I've had more than one wilderness expert advise against taking that walk alone at night. In my mind, it's a toss-up. It would probably be fine. And there's good reason to pause and consider what I'm really trying to accomplish here. While getting to the beach would be an achievement of sorts, it's not actually important to me now. Now I have a different perspective on relating to this primal fear of being alone in the dark woods. It has to do with wisdom and discernment and touching what's truly valuable to me right now. It's less about showing fear who's boss and more about finding what I need from the fear, and not letting it keep me from something that's important to me. So a few weeks ago, I decided to explore the darkness in a different way.
So I am here in West Marin on a piece of land that's in the forest, a little off the grid, 10 by 12 cabin. And I'm about to walk into an area where there is nothing but trees. And there's no moon. And right now I have the red light on my headlamp. I'm going to turn it off. And, oh my goodness. My idea is to see if I can get to where I want to sit down without the headlamp. But honestly, I don't think I can. So, I'm going to turn the headlamp back on, and I'm going to walk. And I'm going to sit. I am sitting on a wooden chair. It's a little fire pit area. And it's not a black sky. It's overcast. There are no stars. So there is a little glow in the sky. And I can actually see a little sliver of the bay, of Tomales Bay. I can't see more than a foot away from me. So this is what the night's about for me. What drew me to Nocturne almost 10 years ago is the experience of being in the world in the dark. Oh, gosh. And not knowing what is around you. Oh, gosh. So I don't know if that came through on the recording, but there's rustling in the bushes. I do hear things scurrying around. And so what I feel in my body, I feel a tension, a tightness. My pulse speeds up. I feel a little hot. My mind's eye conjures images of mammals, medium-sized to large-sized, with various sharpnesses of teeth. There's this primal thing, knowing that the world transforms in the darkness, that I don't really belong here. And then I also do belong here. So almost 10 years ago, I took a walk on a path at night by myself, trying to get down to a beach where I imagined sitting under a starry sky and just talking about what the experience was like. And I didn't make it because I saw eyes. And there's a little bit of that experience right now as I sit in this area, this little campfire area without a campfire, and I hear the creatures that belong here. Right now, it's just enough for me to sit in this dark space and look at the world transformed. Not just look at it, but to be in it, to hear it, to feel it. And most importantly, for me, to feel what comes up inside of me as I sit in this space that feels foreign, that feels a little dangerous, even if it's not. As my eyes have adjusted a little bit, I can see farther. Now I can probably see 6 feet from me, not clearly, but sort of gradations of brownish gray and black. It's no comfort because there's no clarity. And yet, there is comfort in feeling the full aliveness of my senses, just sitting in a dark, forested area. I don't know if there's a possibility of sitting in a space like this and not having fear for me, for who I am, for my history, for my being. I guess what I have come to over 10 years, and maybe this is obvious to you listening, maybe you came to this a long time ago. I grew up in New York City, and I felt comfortable on the lit streets, even late at night. But I guess what I've come to over this last decade is a realization that I don't have to try to push through my fear. I don't have to strive to get to a place where I don't have fear of the dark, that I can actually love my fear of the dark. I can even picture a mountain lion launching itself at me and ripping into my throat, and I can still sit here on this chair in the dark with the trees and the woods around me and not knowing what's in them. Because the chances are that I'm okay and it's worth it. Here's the thing, it's worth it to me to have the uncomfortable feelings in my body and the pictures in my mind, to be able to touch the stillness and the unknowability of this night. And I'm so grateful. The fear and the darkness helps make life vivid. It balances out the stark illumination, its mystery, its depth, its humility. It's an antidote to unfettered ego. Of course, we can light up the darkness, but if we choose not to, what an opportunity to come up against our edges So I'm just going to sit here for a little while. I'm just going to stop talking. And I'm going to keep the recorder going. You can just be here with me in the darkness. And you can be here with me in my little jolts of anxiety that come up. And I'll just make room for them. Explore them. Let them be here. See what they offer me. Just being here. I don't need to push into anything. I can just access all of it from this seat in the middle of this dark patch of forest. What I feel like, what I feel right now is just like how wonderful that I can find a spot to contact the wildness, the dark wildness of nature, of being. I can wake myself up. I can remember what it is to be an animal. I can have this fear and I can sit here. I guess as I'm sitting here thinking like, oh, how long should I do this? What should I do next? I'm thinking about anybody else that's listening. And I'm wondering what kind of experiences you've had sitting in the dark, coming up against the edges of your own fear or discomfort or anxiety. Because right now that's like really what I want to hear about. So I know this isn't nearly as exciting as hearing me hyperventilate when I see eyes across a path trying to get to a beach in the darkness. And that was 10 years ago. But thank you for being on this journey with me. Thank you to everyone who has shared your experiences and your love of the night with me. Me, this like traveler into the complete other world of the night. As I've said before, I am not a night owl. I am a night explorer, and I am so grateful to everyone who has accompanied me on this crazy adventure, and I hope you continue to come along for what comes next. I don't know what it's going to be, but I know that the night will always be there to hold things that I won't understand and I won't be able to see, and that'll make my heartbeat go fast and my skin prickle. And how awesome is that? You've been listening to Nocturne. I'm Vanessa Lowe. Nocturne is produced by me and was created by myself and Kent Sparling, who also composed the theme music. If you haven't listened before to the original episode, Into Under Through, there's a bit more at the end that I didn't include here, so you might want to go back and listen to that sometime. Thank you to everyone who chips in on Patreon and PayPal, like Jacob Pachman from Vienna, Austria, who supports Nocturne at the Happy Possum level, which is our highest level of support on Patreon. Find out how you can help the show by going to nocturnepodcast.org/support. That's nocturnepodcast.org/support. Till next time, thanks for listening, and I wish you very fruitful darkness.